Hey everyone, Rachel Carter here, your friendly neighborhood digital detox guide. Ever feel like you're wading through quicksand just trying to get things done? You know that feeling when you stare at a screen, paralyzed by choice, or worse, endless scrolling on social media, while that looming deadline feels closer than ever? Welcome to Digital Poison, where we tackle the messy truth about our relationship with technology and how to reclaim our time, focus, and sanity. Today, we're diving headfirst into the procrastination beast, that slippery slope of excuses, distractions, and general I'll get to it later syndrome. Listen, I get it. We live in a world that glorifies busyness, instant gratification, and endless streams of information vying for our attention. It's easy to get sucked into the vortex, right? But guess what? You are not defined by your to-do list or the number of unfinished projects. There's a way out of this productivity pit, and it starts with understanding why we procrastinate in the first place. First up, let's talk about fear, the silent killer of motivation. Ever put off starting that big project because you're terrified of failure? Or maybe you avoid a difficult conversation because the thought of potential conflict is too overwhelming? Fear can manifest as self-doubt, perfectionism, or even plain old anxiety. But remember, every masterpiece started with a single stroke. Embrace imperfection, break down your goals into smaller steps, and celebrate those wins along the way. Next, there's a distraction factor, our ever-present digital companions. Social media, emails, notifications, they're like tiny sirens luring us away from our intended course. You know what? It's okay to unplug. Set aside dedicated time for focused work, turn off those distracting things, and create a workspace that promotes concentration. Think about it like this. You wouldn't try to have a deep conversation in a crowded, noisy room, right? Your brain needs quiet space to truly focus. Now, let's talk about the sneaky culprit, lack of clarity. Ever feel overwhelmed by a million tasks with no clear direction? You need a roadmap. Start by identifying your priorities, breaking down projects into manageable chunks, and setting realistic deadlines. Remember, it's not about doing everything at once, it's about making consistent progress towards your goals. Speaking of progress, let's get real, sometimes we just need a little nudge to kickstart our motivation. This is where accountability comes in handy. Find a friend, colleague, or even an online community who can support your goals and hold you accountable. Sharing your intentions and challenges with others can create a sense of commitment and keep you on track. And finally, remember the power of self-compassion. Don't beat yourself up for those occasional slip-ups. It happens to all of us. Acknowledge your struggles, learn from them, and keep moving forward. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding that you would offer a friend going through a similar challenge. Okay, picture this. You've got a big presentation coming up, but instead of diving into the research, you find yourself endlessly scrolling through social media. Sound familiar? The fear of public speaking, the pressure to deliver a perfect performance, all these anxieties can trigger procrastination. But what if, instead of avoiding the task altogether, you decided to break it down into smaller, more manageable steps? Start with jotting down your key points, then create an outline, and finally work on crafting your presentation slides. By focusing on one step at a time, you'll feel a sense of accomplishment as you progress. And remember, even if the first draft isn't perfect, that's okay. You can always refine it later. So, what did we learn today? First, procrastination often stems from fear, distractions, lack of clarity, and even self-criticism. Remember to embrace imperfection, create a distraction-free work environment, set clear goals, seek accountability, and practice self-compassion. Now, I want to hear from you. Share your biggest procrastination triggers in the comments below. Let's conquer these digital demons together. Don't forget to subscribe to Digital Poison for daily doses of tech wisdom and real-life strategies for a more balanced, fulfilling life. See you tomorrow for another dose of digital detox.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.